Now I'm ready to read verses 10 through 12, and I'm reading from my translation, because right here, actually, again, I think the devil got in a lick here. Our translators actually watered down the text here. They said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Well, what in the world is he talking about? Well, he's talking about this spiritual wickedness, talking about that which is satanic. Now, will you notice verse 10? Finally, Paul says, he's coming out of the end of the epistle. In conclusion, be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might. You cannot in your own strength and power overcome the devil. Be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, or put on the panopleon of God, in order that ye may be able to stand against the stratagems or the methodios of the devil. Paul definitely is making a play upon these two words here. Be strong. Be strengthened in the Lord. That is the thing. That's the only place that you and I need to get power. And we need to recognize that. Now he goes on to say that these enemies that are about us today, they're spiritual enemies. And we need, therefore, spiritual power to overcome them. And we are, therefore, to put on the armor of God. We're going to look at that armor in detail, by the way. It's important to see what it is. Now, only God's armor can withstand the strategy and onslaught of Satan. You see, he has all kinds of weapons today. He has missiles, spiritual missiles. And you have to have an anti-missile system if you're going to overcome him. And that's the only way that you can. And therefore, the Christian soldier, we need to recognize, does not have an enemy to fight who's in the flesh and blood. No man should be our enemy that we're to fight him. The enemy is spiritual, and the warfare is spiritual. And it's well to note here that the flesh of the believer is not the enemy to be fought. The believer is to reckon the flesh dead and to yield to God. And the way of victory over the world, as we've seen, is the only way in the world you can overcome the world, through faith. Fighting the old nature will lead to defeat. Paul had that experience in the 7th of Romans. Now, the world is the enemy of the believer, yet the way to victory over the world is not by fighting. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, the devil is the enemy of every believer, and he has in battle array his minions arranged by rank. And wrestling here speaks of the hand-to-hand encounter with the spiritual forces of wickedness.